Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon from our Southwest campus.
Amen. It's great to be in the house of the Lord. Are you blessed this morning?
Yes.
Amen. It's great to serve in the freedom of the Lord. It's great to be here on this special day. So we just want to say, hey, a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there this morning. Thank you for putting up with us. Amen. And showing God's love to your family and showing God's love to this church family as well. We appreciate you and we are very thankful for you as well. It's going to be a great Sunday, amen?
Yes.
We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to honor Him. We're going to honor our freedom in the Lord. So this morning, let's just put everything away. Let's put all of our problems at the foot of the cross because He bore our burdens so we can have a freedom. He bore our sins so we could be sinless before the Father. You are holy. You're righteous. You are redeemed in Jesus Christ. So let's celebrate that freedom this morning because whom the Son sets free is what?
Free
indeed. So let's worship in that freedom this morning and worship our Lord and Savior. Lord, it's always been you. Lord, it's your love that transforms us. It's your love that has saved us. It is your love that which you sent forth your only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall have everlasting life. Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, I'm in love with you, not religion, not the ways of this world, but Lord, I'm in love with you in your ways, in your perfect love that casts out all fear. Lord, pour down your perfect love for us this morning. As we look at this world, it's chaotic, it's uncertain, Lord, but out of the chaos, you create order and peace within us so we can go into the storm of life and calm others and love others. Lord, make room in our heart to love one more every day. Lord, make room in our heart to embrace new people in new seasons. Lord, make room in our heart to love as you have loved us. Lord, as we move into a deeper understanding of you, Lord, bring forth this perfect love that your word says cast out all fear, as John said. Lord, we are hungry for that love. Lord, and we receive it this morning and we give you praise, for you are worthy of all of our praise. In your precious and holy name, amen and amen. Amen. It's great to have you this morning. If this is your first time to come to our church, we have a rule. You're stuck with us. Amen?
Amen.
We want you to feel welcome in the house of the Lord because we want you to feel God's love. We want you to feel loved, accepted, and wanted in this house, because it's so important for us to understand that God's love transforms us. It is His perfect love that has set us free. We cannot earn His salvation. We cannot earn His approval. We cannot earn anything from God. Just receive it with an open heart and with an open mind that God truly loves us. At this time, we would like to extend our worship into our offering, because in this church, we have a vision, amen? We have a vision to reach the lost, to reach our community around us. We want to reach all of Lubbock and beyond. And every seed you give into the kingdom of God, we know brings forth a harvest. So this morning you can give to this number, 806-977-9722. You can text that. You can scan that QR code. There's a QR code tap on the back of your chairs. You can give as you come in the building. Thank you for everything you give. Thank you for planting seeds into the house of God. Well, it's great to have you in the house of the Lord this morning. This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have some powerful testimonies from some of our women in the church to to let you hear what God is doing in all of our lives and how he's transforming us, how he's sanctifying us, and the process he's taking us through, because all of us have a testimony to share. All of us have something to share to about what God has done with us. So this morning, we want to give place to that. So I will invite our speakers to come up, Morgan, Jamie, and Linda, and they're going to share what God has put on their heart, and they're going to share the incredible journey they have been on with the Lord. So let's give them a round of applause. Welcome them to share their testimony.
Well, happy Mother's Day again. Oh, goodness. It is so good to be with you this morning. Sorry, I'm going to prepare myself. So, has anyone heard of types of moms? So, type A, B, and C. Can y'all raise your hand? Have y'all heard that? Where are my type A's at in here? Okay, I see a few. Yes. Where are my type B's? Okay, there's a few. And maybe some type C's, right? So, for type A moms, they're the ones who had it all together. Their homes were spotless, their kids were on schedules, and they seemed so prepared for motherhood. They made motherhood look effortless. And then you have the type B moms, and they're more laid back, right? They embraced the chaos. They laughed through the messes. And they didn't let every little thing stress them out. And then there were the type C moms. The moms who never saw motherhood coming. The moms whose pregnancies weren't planned. Whose lives changed overnight. And who had to figure out things while carrying fear, uncertainty, and shame all at the same time. That was me. When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't feel like one of those glowing women you see in the movies, right? I felt scared. I felt overwhelmed. I felt completely unprepared for how my life was about to change. I remember sitting alone in my thoughts, wondering what I was going to do and what my future was going to look like. Everything I had planned for myself felt completely different. At first, I questioned, why is this happening to me? I was worried about what people would think. I was worried about whether I was enough. I was worried that my mistakes had somehow disqualified me for the life that I had hoped for. But in the middle of all of my fear, God met me right there. Sorry, guys. Not after I had everything together, not after I stopped struggling right in the middle of all of the confusion. Through this unexpected pregnancy, God started changing my heart. He showed me that his plans were bigger than my own. He taught me how to lean on him instead of control every little outcome. In moments where I felt weak, he carried me. In moments where I felt ashamed, he reminded me that his grace still covered me. Every single day. Sometimes I wish I could go back and sit beside the version of me who was so afraid. I would hold her hand and I would tell her, your life is not over. God is not disappointed in you. He's not. I'm so sorry. He is not disappointed in you. The season that feels so heavy is going to be part of your testimony. One day you're going to look back at your child, my daughter, and realize that they were never a punishment. They were a blessing that helped you lead back to God. I would tell her that the tears, the fear, and the uncertainty wouldn't last forever. That God would provide in ways she never expected. That she was stronger than she realized. And that one day, that very thing that she was ashamed of talking about would become the story she uses to encourage someone else. Motherhood changed me in ways I can't fully explain. It softened me. It humbled me, for sure. Any other moms? It made me stronger. There were nights I cried from exhaustion and moments I doubted myself. But there were also moments where I looked at my daughter and I realized God had given me the best blessing I never knew I needed. What once I saw my life as falling apart was actually God was putting it together differently than I imagined. My unexpected pregnancy didn't destroy my purpose, it revealed it. Circling back to what I mentioned earlier, I thought there were three types of moms, but I've come to find that there's only one, and there's a type me. I never expected my story to begin this way, but looking back now, I can honestly say that my daughter was not a mistake, and neither was my journey. God used an unexpected season to draw me closer to Him, and through motherhood, He made me into someone stronger, deeper, softer, and more faithful than I have ever been before. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me to become Adelie's mom. Thank you, guys.
My name is Jamie Clevenger. I am Pastor Josh's wife. By day, I'm a high school math teacher. So I'm used to speaking in front of teenagers. So when you fall asleep, I won't be fazed. To make myself a little more comfortable, I thought I'd talk to you today about quadratic equations. No, I'm just kidding. No, but when I was asking the Lord what to speak about today, He told me to tell you about things that I'm going through right now, things that recently he has dealt with me. So I'm about to expose myself to you guys about things, weaknesses that I've been dealing with. So as moms, as parents, as dads, we want to know every detail about our kids' day. When our kids are young and they go to school, as soon as they walk in the door, as for my kids, as soon as they come into my classroom, I ask them, what'd you do today? Who'd you play with? What'd you learn? I ask them all the questions. I want to know everything. And as they get older, the questions change a little bit, but the goal is still the same. I want to know every detail of their life. I want to know if they're sick. I'm figuring out the first thing I can do to help make them feel better. If they're going through something, I'm trying to figure out anything that I can do to help them through that problem. If they're nervous or anxious, worried, I'm trying to talk them through what they're feeling. We want to help them with everything that they're going through. We want to lighten their burden. However, as adults, not even parents, we tend to keep our worries to ourselves. If something's bothering us, we keep it inside. We don't want to go to someone else because we don't want to add to their burden. So what we do is we push it down and we don't deal with it. Or we try to do it ourselves. Oh, I can fix that. I'll just handle it myself. Sometimes we forget that we serve a God who wants to help us in every situation. So just a few weeks, or no, months ago, I had a really bad head cold. And I couldn't hear out of my ear at all, like the whole week. And y'all, when I'd say like I couldn't hear out of it, it was bad. I was doing everything I could to make this ear pop. I had taken medicine. I had taken hot showers. I held my nose and blew it as hard as I could. I even laid on my bed and hung my head upside down to try to get all the pressure to go to my head so that I could hear out of the stinking ear. Nothing was working. I came to church that morning completely. It was terrible. And I was praying in service, and the Lord spoke to me and said, "You have not because you ask not." And I thought, I'm not going to go to you, Father, for a silly ear infection. There's people with disease, cancer, with real issues. This stupid ear, I'm not going to bring that to you. It's not worth that. And the Lord spoke to me again. You have not because you ask not. Oh, dang. Well, okay. So I prayed to the Lord that He would pop my ear. And I'm not kidding, y'all. A minute later, my ear went poof, right in my ear. And I started crying because something that I thought was so tiny and small, something that I thought wasn't worth bringing to the Lord, He cared about. He wanted to help me in that situation. He wanted to heal me of my silly little ear infection that I had dealt with for a whole week. And I just needed to bring it to him. He wants to help us so much. He wants to lighten our burdens. Sometimes, though, those things aren't small, like an ear infection or a clogged ear or whatever. Sometimes the things that we're holding on are super big. A disease, an addiction, depression, anxiety, unforgiveness. Things that we don't present to him because we're embarrassed or we're ashamed of how we're feeling. Or maybe it's things that are so hurtful that if we bring it to the Lord, we're afraid of feeling those emotions again. We're afraid of feeling that pain again. So again, we push it down and we don't deal with it so that it just builds up and it builds up and it changes our character. But God wants to help us. He wants so badly to take the weight of the pain and of the things that we're dealing with off our shoulders. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He's here today waiting for us. He's ready to help. He's ready to listen. He's ready to heal. I encourage you today, before you leave, what is that thing that you're holding on to? Is it something small and minute that you think is so insignificant that the Lord, you don't want to present it to him because you think it's not important? Or is it something big, something deep that you've been carrying for months or years that you are so ready to get off of you? He is there to take that burden off of your shoulders. The big and the small, the ugly and the beautiful. He wants every detail of our lives. So bring him your burdens today and let him replace it with his peace and his comfort and his love. Thank you.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day. And it's a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord with you and to talk about love and mothers and mothering. When I said yes to this a couple of weeks ago, I had no idea the couple of weeks that we were heading into. And my mom's health has taken another turn, and her care and attention has pretty much been all I've been doing. So I've had a little bit of a role reversal Mother's Day situation going. And I'll be honest, that situation kind of hurts. But that leads me to acknowledge that despite what Hallmark and social media want us to maybe think, Mother's Day isn't always picture perfect for everyone. And sometimes it just flat hurts. And some of us, maybe some of you, put on fake smiles and make an appearance and come to church or go out to eat or make a stop somewhere, and then you head home as quickly as possible. So today, I'd like to read a quick story to you all. And moms, when was the last time someone stopped and read a story to you? So I hope you'll kind of settle in. I wish I had snuggly blankets to kind of pass out. But this is a story called The Story of the Cracked Pot, and it's actually an Indian fable. So a water carrier, I believe there's a picture coming up, a water carrier in India had two large clay pots that hung from opposite ends of a pole, and he carried them across his shoulders. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect. The perfect pot always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house. The cracked pot arrived only half full. This went on for 2 full years. With the carrier delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect to the end for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was only able to accomplish half of which it was created to do. So one day the carrier asked, "Why? What are you so ashamed of?" And the pot replied, "For these past 2 years, I have only been able to deliver half of my load because of this crack in my side. It causes the water to leak all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you don't get full value of your efforts." The water carrier felt sorry for the cracked pot, and in his compassion, he said, "As we return to the master's house today, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." And as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful flowers on the side of the path, and it cheered it up somewhat. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half of its load. And so again, it apologized for its failure. The carrier said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path and not on the other side? You see, I have always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds only on your side of the path. And every day while we walk back from the stream, you have watered them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. And without you being just the way you are and those leaky cracks, he would not have had this beauty to grace his house." So today, are you aware of some cracks of your own? Maybe big cracks, maybe just small, more manageable ones. It's okay if today is a little hard for you too. It's hard for me. Ecclesiastes 3:1-11 tell us, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, and he has made everything beautiful in its time." There are well-known examples in between those two verses of opposite experiences: birth and death, weeping and laughing, mourning and dancing. There is a place and a purpose for all these experiences, and in the end, our God can and does use them all. Our God is a God who restores and brings healing and hope and peace. And Romans 8:1 reminds us that God works for the good of those who love him. He uses both the good and the bad, and that means he uses the cracks. I am acutely aware of my own cracks today, as the last few weeks have left me a little raw. And I personally know what it's like to observe Mother's Day in the wide swings of Ecclesiastes 3, in the joy and in the heartache. As a young woman so desperately wanting a child but struggling, as a new excited mom, as the grieving mom of four angel babies in heaven, as an empty nester in a quiet house, as the joyful mom of a bride-to-be, and now this year, as the caretaker mom to my own mom and the mom to a prodigal son. For years, I could only see the perfect pots and the cracked pots. But where were the flowers? What I have learned through all this, and am still learning, is that God really does redeem our situations, that he doesn't waste our pain, and that he is ever present and loves us beyond what we can even ever imagine. And sometimes that healing and peace come immediately. Sometimes it comes much later. For years, I walked through so much grief that my spirit was truly burdened and heavy. As a child, I had encountered the living God only to be shamed for my response. I was the unseen kid. I was the peacekeeper. But the loss of our babies, though, it provided such beautiful opportunities for grace and redemption and new encounters of his presence. Back in the day, when you miscarried, even late like we did, there was often little acknowledgement. This had been the case for us. And years later, at a women's retreat, I heard a speaker share her own story of healing through naming her angel babies. I had never heard of this, had never been advised to do so, And I sat right there in that conference room, and I named our babies one by one. That simple act honored them, acknowledged their existence, and opened the door for feelings and emotions and healing that I had shut out for so long. It lifted the scales from my eyes and allowed me to see the beautiful reality, the full reality of the gift in our daughter. We had named our sixth baby Grace, knowing that she was truly an undeserved gift. That I had fully understood. But what I hadn't seen completely was that if one or more of those earlier pregnancies had made it, we might not have had Grace at all. So we couldn't even imagine this family without her. So yes, I grieve the losses, but I also have to acknowledge his mercy. I have since been blessed to share the story of his love and healing with other women. Isaiah 61:3 became a very important scripture to me. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to comfort all those who mourn, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Sometimes when we walk through tough seasons, we can lose sight of the truth. As moms, we carry both the joy and the grief of loving. Loving isn't always easy, and sometimes it's costly. We love authentically in everyday spaces, and we love selflessly. And that is a picture of our Holy Father's unconditional love for each of us. Our love, if we are truly walking with Christ, flows from the overflow of his abundant and lavish love for us. And he puts the gospel, his love and forgiveness, his treasure in jars of clay, according to 2 Corinthians 4:7. We are those jars. We are those jars of clay. And that means he knows we are fragile, that we have imperfections. But he chooses us anyway. And his power, it is greater than any we have as humans. And it works for good and shines out through any leaky cracks. So if you are sitting here today aware of your cracks or not seeing the flowers along the side of the road yet, I want to speak hope to you. And this may sound like a lot of familiar verses strung together, and it is, but his word is living and it is a balm to the soul. We are a work in progress without the condemnation if we are in Christ Jesus. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And if we hope in him, he will renew our strength. We are blessed when we believe that he will fulfill his promises to us. And he will fulfill his promises to us, cracked or not. He came that we might have life and have it abundantly. And he came that we might be free. He came that we might love and be loved. So let me ask you today, do you believe? Do you really believe that you are created in his image, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are his masterpiece made to do great things? Yes, we may have suffered some cracks along the way, but he isn't through with my story yet, and he isn't through with yours either. And he doesn't waste anything. There were flowers available for all the women today as you came in. And may your gift of a flower today remind you of his love for you and his promises to you. And may that flower remind you that the beauty of your unique identity in him, cracks or no cracks, blesses his kingdom.
Amen. A special thank you to our speakers this morning for sharing their heart and what the Lord is doing in their life. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. When we hear what God is doing in someone else's life, we can take that and put it into our heart to know that God has a plan for us. No matter what we are going through, no matter what season we are facing, we know that our God is faithful. His promises are yes and amen. When we walk with him, we will see the beauty of the Lord in our life. So a special thank you to our speakers this morning. Thank you for coming this morning. We hope you are blessed, and we hope you felt the love of the Lord this morning. And we truly want to see God's love in your life. So come back next Sunday. Come back with a heart of to receive what God is doing. Invite someone into this loving, growing church family at The Way LBK. So it was great to see you this morning. You are dismissed. Have a great Sunday, because Sundays are better together and they're better with you. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.